Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forget not. What does forget not mean? Well, don't forget it. To remember it, right? If you don't forget it, that means you remember it. You people here. What are you going to do? You're going to remember his benefits. This is why we miss it so many times, because we forget that, hey, wait, I got a covenant with God in this area. I forget that part of the benefit. A lot of people don't even believe parts of the benefits that the Lord Jesus Christ paid for you. And we know that we have to believe what he said and receive it. Correct? Forget not all of his benefits. Who, verse 3, forgives all your iniquities? Is this good? Do you have any iniquities you need to be forgiven of? Even today, you might have some you don't even know about. Have you ever been there? All of a sudden, you get on with God a little farther, and you thought you were fine, and he makes another correction. You're like, I didn't even think that was a problem. Forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities. So does God forgive all your iniquities? Yes. Two of them? All of them. Thank God. Thank God. You get up to heaven, and you happen to think you had them all forgiven. And no, you got this bag of stuff. No, he forgives them all. And is this just applying to heaven? Thank God, no. It applies right now. He forgives them two, them one. So what does that mean after you've been forgiven of all your iniquities? How do you stand at that point? Righteous. You're in right standing with God, and you're clean. You're free. That's freedom. That's the good news. No more condemnation. None. This good news, you'd be forgiven of all your sins. All of them. Yeah, but what about that? No, that one too. All of them forgiven. Sometimes I don't think we get it. Forgiven of all. Everybody say all. All. Forgiven of all thine iniquities. Who heals? Oh, no, brother, you're not going to go there, are you? Yes. This is the word of God. Is this in your Bible? Yes, everybody say Bible. Is this in your Bible? Yes. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases. Two of your diseases. Well, we don't believe in that today. We don't believe that God's a healer today that passed away with the apostles. People say this, don't they? They do. I've heard them say it. I've heard them preach it. God doesn't, well, that if he wills. What does this say here? Are we reading the Bible? Yeah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases. Anyone have a disease? They've been thinking. I'm not telling you to. Yes. You don't have to tell me what it is. Just like you, do you have to tell me what your sins are? I'm going to go behind this closet door right here. And here's the keyhole. Whisper your sin in here and you'll be forgiven. Oh, please. Says he forgives it, not me. Thank God, right? Because I might not. Eventually I will because I have to, right? But did God say he would forgive all your sins? Does he say you forgive all of your iniquity? Or does he say he will heal all of your diseases? All, Jane? Come on, not all. Yes, all. Everybody say all. Forget not that he heals all. So I don't care what it is, and nobody's picking on you if you got something wrong with you. I'm believing for certain things in myself. You, Pastor? Yeah. All, are we reading the Bible? Does this pertain to you? You forget not his benefit. Are there benefits to serving God? forgiven of all your iniquities. Thank God, forgiven of all and healed of all your diseases. Now, if we remember this, right? Maybe we forgot. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Hangnails, you know, they've been bothering me lately. Well, don't forget it in this area. What you can do is tell the sickness to forget it. Forget it. Get out of my body. You have no right. He forgives all my iniquities and heals all. Except, no. Don't forget it. He heals them all. So, brother, you're telling me that God heals all sicknesses and all. That's what the word says. If I told you anything else, I'd be lying. Because I have to say what the word says. Is it a benefit for you? I don't care who you are. What about these people that Jesus healed in his day? Were they righteous? Had they had their sins forgiven? No. Were they born again? No. Some of them were just goons standing on the side of the road. Jesus, help me. And he healed them. And many times the Bible said he healed them all. You think Jesus knew this scripture was in the Bible? Was this scripture in the Bible when Jesus was around? Yes. Man, I'd like to forget that part of scripture. Well, stop it. Start remembering that he heals all of your diseases. He forgives all of your iniquity and heals all of your diseases. Brother, why are you laboring on this? Because I'm trying to get faith in you to receive. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when you hear the word, faith comes with it. God's faith comes with it. Packaged with the word comes his faith, and it'll bring it to pass. Really has little to do with you other than you've got to hear and receive. Glory be to God forever, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases. Verse 4, who redeems thy life from destruction. Oh, come on. Redeems your life from how about debt? Can God redeem your life? Have people been destroyed by debt? Are we seeing a lot of that right now? People's lives being destroyed by debt. Does God do this? Evidently so. Forget not all his benefits. That's a lot of remembering, brother. You know, I don't know if I should say this or not, but I will. There's people out there preaching a gospel that says this kind of gospel is another gospel. Did that make sense? But in reality, the gospel they're preaching, that God doesn't do this anymore. We've heard this preached, that God doesn't heal people anymore. God doesn't prosper people. God, right? They only want to stay on the one thing. They're forgetting all his benefits, and they're only remembering the first one, that he forgives your iniquities. Am I right? I'm not preaching against anybody else, but they're saying we're preaching a different gospel. This is the gospel. This is the good news. We serve a God that not only heals you, he delivers you from all sin, and he delivers you from all destructions, which could be poverty and debt. Right? We serve a God that does this. This is the gospel that Jesus preached. It's the good news. The only way you're going to know God is by remembering all his benefits. We know him by his word. We know him by his goodness. The goodness of God leads men to repentance. You preach a gospel of God's going to slay you and strike you down. Who wants to hear that? They knew that anyway. And the devil's been telling them that the whole time. No, the good news is I don't care where you are, who you are, you can be delivered from all your iniquity in the past. All of it. All gone. Don't even remember it. I don't care what sickness you got. You can be delivered from any sickness. Any. Hallelujah. And all. Because some people get tripped up on that. Yeah, but God healed me once of my finger. I must have used all of it up. No, all. Welcome to church. He heals you of all your diseases, all of them. This is the God you serve. He's so good. And he wants you to prosper. Come on, brother. Prosper me? Yeah, you and God. Don't forget this part of his benefit. Why do people do this and then preach against it? No, God doesn't want to prosper you. Ah, don't say that. What kind of God do you serve? This is how we know the God we serve, by his promises and his word. And he'll deliver us. I don't care what the sin is. I don't care what the sickness is. I don't care what the debt is. Yeah, but my credit cards, I maxed them out doing stupid stuff. Well, no kidding. It even might have been a sin. Does God forgive you of the sin? Yes, but then he expects you. You made your bed, you lay in it. No. Right? So you did something stupid, you went outside, you broke a leg. Well, I guess this scripture doesn't apply to you because you did it stupidly and you broke your own leg. Well, then that is qualifying it, and Jesus didn't qualify it, did he? All. This is good news. What a freedom we have. We get under condemnation. We think, well, I did something wrong and I got myself in this situation now. No, all. God knows, my goodness, he's God. He's a lot smarter than we are. Thank God. Yes. Hallelujah. Who redeems thy life from destruction? No, that must apply to somebody else. It redeems Gary's life from destruction. Redeems your life, thy life. Who's the Bible talking to? He's talking to you. Your life from destruction. Crowns you. Who wears crowns? Kings. That's you. And queens. Let's get you throwing something at me. Well, what about the women? Oh, well, he's talking to you too. All sickness, all disease, all destruction. If you listen to these things today, I am telling you, people, the Word of God has power in it. Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things. Everybody say mouth. With bad things. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that what? Your neighbor's youth. Everybody say, my youth is renewed. Is this one of his benefits? Is it? Is this the word of God? Is this a benefit of God? Then this is you. Your youth is renewed. Well, we forgot that one. Well, no kidding. That's why I'm reminding you of it. What if you put that in your mouth? What if you put that in your mouth? He renews my youth. He's going to satisfy your mouth with good things. You people here, are you listening with the ears of your spirit? Don't make me pray again, because I will. Hallelujah. These are not things that you can, because I've heard this before. I remember in the 60s, I heard this before. There was a tape came out. Oral Roberts preached this message in the 60s. So what? Faith comes by hearing and hearing. Not just by hearing me, but hearing what the Spirit is saying to you. Forget not. So are we going to remember these things? We could go on. There's plenty more. God actually covers the whole of your life. He redeems your whole life. Why would he leave some stinking thing in there just to terrorize you? Like poverty or debt or some other stupid thing. But past thoughts, condemnation, those things just slow you down. You need to remember all his benefits. Why is he telling you to do this? So you can run the race. Run! Yeah, but brother, I got myself into this predicament. I don't care! I did nothing but eat potato chips and sit on the couch for 4 years. And had a heart attack. So, repent. Yeah. And potato chip no more, lest the worst thing come on you. Does God heal people? All. Everybody say all. Would that have been a sin? At some point, God was probably talking to you about it, right? I'm sure, but you ignored it because you were crunching so loudly. Did somebody say something? Crunch, 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 crunch. But then he forgives you. That's why I say it doesn't matter where you are. This is what the wonderful thing about coming to church. You can enter the door of a church and there's always loving kindness and tender mercies waiting for you. Forgiveness of all. Everybody say all. We're going to be forgiven today of all. What about yesterday? All. Forget it. Kiss it goodbye. What about last year? Kiss it goodbye. It's gone in. I don't know how you're going to get it back anyway. If you get it back, you could probably sell it on eBay to somebody else. And somebody would buy it. They couldn't figure out how to open it up, though. Today we shall be forgiven of all. That means all of last year, all of yesterday, all of 2 minutes ago. What does that give us? A brand new start. Hallelujah. I'm glad about this. I can be forgiven of all. What about now? Today we're going to be healed of all. Do you always feel forgiven, even though God forgave you? No, you're still kicking yourself in the bum. I know some people can do that. I can't do it. It looks weird anyway. Same way, when we receive healing today, things will begin to change in your body. Sometimes it happens instantly. Sometimes it happens over time. But today is the day when we are healed of all. What if you forget about certain things? Yeah. Then you forgot it. You are not remembering his benefit to you. What about today when we receive the third element? We are going to be forgiven of all our debts and entering into the prosperity of the living God. I can't tell you how many people preach against this. What God are they serving? And that's what they say about us.
Well, they're preaching some kind of other gospel. Ah, some other gospel you preach.
Then what God are they serving? Do they know how God lives? God should suck them out of their body, take them up to heaven, and plunk them down on one of those streets of gold. Say, look, you can see yourself. That's not mud, by the way. What God do they serve? What God are you serving, and are you remembering all his benefits? This is important, people. You think it pleases God to forget some of the benefits? Jesus bled and died and paid this sacrifice for an eternal redemption for you. Eternal redemption. From what? Everything you needed to be redeemed from. Everything. What about weird neighbors? Yes, everything. Hallelujah. All right, Jesus is Lord. People still here? Go to 1 Corinthians 11:30. If you stay hooked up, I am telling you, God's going to do something today to you. Verse 30. For this cause are many weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. The word sleep here means they died. For this cause, and I wish, Wayne, I wish somebody, why wouldn't God just tell us in his Bible why some are weak and sick and die? If he'd just tell us, just make it clear, please. Brother, he did write that. I know, I'm making a point. For this cause many are weak. Is this in your Bible? This is the cause why some are weak and sick and many sleep. Yeah, but brother, that's harsh. You're saying certain people are dying because they're not doing this? Yes, this cause is why. not remembering the benefits. Why do people remain in debt year after year? Because they're not remembering the benefits of the living God. Go up to verse 23. For I have received of the Lord. So now is Paul telling you something that he hasn't received? Everybody say received. Paul received this of the Lord. Right? Were you going to receive something else? I don't think so. I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. What does in remembrance of me mean? To remember him, right? You're not forgetting. You could say that in there. By doing this, I'm not forgetting his benefit.
Brother, I see why you made us go to that scripture first.
Yes, because by doing this, we're not going to forget the benefit that he gave to us. Forget not all of his benefits. He forgave all your iniquities. He healed all your diseases. Are we going to remember this? This is what he's saying. You got to remember. This is why many are weak and sickly among you and many sleep, because they're not remembering the benefit.
Well, what about the sovereignty of God, brother?
Why would he tell us to do this if it was all about the sovereignty of God? God didn't wake me up last night and force me to say, okay, this week we're going to do communion. Does he do that to you? Force you to get up and go to work? What about the sovereignty of God? Why shouldn't I just lay in bed all day? God's not making me get up. I'm going to lay here until God makes me get up. No, you're going to lay there until you have to go to the bathroom. And that's not the sovereignty of God. People get weird with this stuff.
Yes, brother, that's weird right there.
This do you as often as you do it. To remember. So if you need to do it every day to remember and keep these things, and some people do, to keep these things, his promises, forget not all of his benefits, keep it in front of you. Right? Brother, this message, I don't know. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. My body was broken for you, he said. Do it in remembrance of me, or remembering me, or forgetting not me. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Who's going to force you to eat it today? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can lead a congregation to the blessings of God, but you can't make him take it. Maybe that's why some preachers actually bonk people on the head. When they don't go down under the power, stand there and not receive it. You won't receive it. Whack, whack, whack. They don't do that. Oh, yes, they do. Goodness. That's where they get in trouble. Oh, I've been tempted to do it myself. But then, you know, you can be forgiven of all. So who's going to make you receive the blessings of the Lord? Nobody. We can present it to you. Do you understand? This is what Jesus was presenting this to the Apostle Paul, did he not? And Paul said, I received it of the Lord. So you have to receive it. What did he receive? All of his benefits. This is why we have such large portions of the body of Christ living outside of certain benefits, because they haven't received it. Right? Have you been there? Yes. Have you been outside of the benefits of the Lord because you didn't receive it? Or maybe you weren't taught it, but today you're being taught it. So guess what? Now you get to receive it. Was Paul doing this before the Lord gave it to him? No. he had not received it yet. So there's new things coming to you today. It may never have been said this way before, and you have the choice now. You can either receive it and walk in the benefit of it, or you can reject it and sit on it for a while. And some people, that's just the way it is. It's okay. But don't reject it completely. Remember the story of the Lord speaking to somebody one time. He said, I'm going to heal you. And the man was like, when do you want me to take care of this problem? And the man said, tomorrow. I was like, tomorrow? What, did he want to spend one more day with that lousy thing? You don't need to spend another day with any of it. Do you understand? I'm going to get giddy up here in a minute. There's no need to stay any more days with it. No day. Why? What do you want this stuff for? Well, I like my sin. No, it's killing you. Get rid of it. I like my gimpy leg. No, get rid of it. Did he heal all your diseases? Did he forgive all your sicknesses? We're going to get into this, okay? This is what you're receiving when you receive communion. And those who don't receive it, this is why some of them are sick and some of them are dead. Do you know the end of sickness in many cases is what? Death. As often as you eat this bread, who's going to eat the bread? The Lord God will sovereignly come down into the midst and eat the bread for me. That's weird. No, as often as you do what? This. You do show the Lord's death. Now, I don't know what that means. I know. Hang on, I'm going to explain it to you. How can you be healed? Because of the Lord's death. How can you be forgiven of all your sins? Because of the Lord's death. How can you be delivered from all poverty and lack? Because of the Lord's death. He bore it for you. This is how you're showing and manifesting the Lord's death until he comes. Does this make sense? So if you walk around sick, are you manifesting the power of the Lord's death, the power of his death, burial, and resurrection? No, you're not. If you walk around in sin and not being delivered of it, are you manifesting the Lord's death, the power of his death? Does this make sense, people? Okay. Are we to live in a new life? What new life? His new life? Yes. Your life died, now you're living in his life, and it includes all of his benefits. His benefits. Hallelujah. You do show the Lord's death till he come. Glory be to God forever. Verse 27, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Now hang on. Why would this be? Think about it. If you don't receive the body and blood of the Lord, why would you be guilty of it? Because you, that's right, he was crucified and you didn't receive what he did. This is what it's talking about. If you don't receive the blessing and the honor, the thing that he did for you, then you're guilty of it. It means you're going to remain in the thing that you could have been delivered of. Which makes sense. If you aren't healed of the redemptive provision that God gave for you, you could die in that. You're already judged. Does this make sense? Hallelujah. Therefore, whosoever shall eat of the bread and drink of the cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord, but let a man examine each other. Thank you, Patrick. Let a man examine himself. This means a woman too. So I'm not judging you, am I? Thank God. And you don't have to judge me. Who are you going to judge? You're going to judge yourself as to what? And this is where people get weird. Oh, I'm judging myself of all my sins, and I got to dredge them up, and I got to think about the past. And I got to bring up all the iniquities and that thing I said to neighbor so-and-so when he threw rocks on my lawn, didn't mean to. And the neighbor's dog, when he came by and did his thing on my lawn. I hate that. And I got to remember all this stuff at communion. Are you kidding me? That's not what he's saying to remember, is it? What did he ask you to remember? What he did. not your past sins, not your past sicknesses. You're remembering what he did, and you judge yourself. What are you judging? That sin has no right in my body anymore because I receive forgiveness. That sickness, dredge yourself. That's why I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to come and examine everybody. Oh, this wart's got to go. I'm not going to examine anything. Right? Who has to judge that wart and tell it to go? We do. We're going to judge that thing. Judge yourself. Is your body part of yourself? Are you people here?
Yes, I'm here, but my body isn't.
You judge yourself. Guess what you're going to judge yourself today? You're going to judge yourself free from all sickness. You're going to judge yourself free from all sin. No more sin. It's gone. It's gone. Doesn't even exist. What about sickness? Gone. Has no right to be in my body from this day forward. I judge it. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. Tell you, if you do this, how many people know this? If you do this, it has no choice. It must leave. And I don't care what the sickness is. I don't care what it is. Did God qualify it? Except for, I've been having a really hard time with herpes or something. No.
Yeah, but the doctors say it's incurable and you'll always have it with you.
Really? A doctor's more smarter than God? Wow, you have a really good doctor. Or a really bad doctor. So today, we're going to judge. We're going to judge our body. You want me to judge your body? No. I wouldn't anyway. I'd pick somebody else. Hallelujah. You're going to judge it. And because people didn't, let's read this. People starting to get this. Hallelujah. As often as you do this. So let a man or woman examine himself. And I don't mean physically examine yourself. You know, you've done this before. Alan, turn the lights off. We're going to physically examine ourselves. No. Examine yourself, man or woman. Hallelujah. And so let him or her eat of the bread and drink of the cup. After you've examined yourself, eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Does this make sense? This really isn't rock science. I don't know why we've missed it so often for so many years, because we've made a religious thing out of it. Home, let's play the organ music, light the candles, have the deacons come, and I will pronounce my blessing on them. No, who is this? I mean, the majority of what's going on here is you. You are doing this. Did it say, and then the priest shall stand up and do something and wave his wand over it? Brother, you're stepping on my toes. Okay, get him out of the aisle. I'm just reading from the Bible here. For let a man examine himself, so let him. Did it say threaten them? Don't let them? Stop them? Do you know how many churches do this? They don't let people take it. If you haven't been, had the right hand of fellowship, then you cannot participate in communion in this church. I am sorry. This is special communion, only for the members. No, this is the golden opportunity for the man on the street or anyone to receive the blessings that come from God and not forget his benefits and partake of them. It says, let him judge yourself and let him receive. Who are you, O pious one, to stop people from receiving the Lord, his salvation, his healing? Thou art the great judge. Let me examine you. I'm never going to that church again. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. For he that eats and drinks unworthily or in an unworthy manner. So from what I've said so far, what would be an unworthy manner? Not remembering his benefits. by forgetting the benefits. If you, this is why I don't want to do it every week or every time we get together. How can you possibly do this? I can't possibly do it. So when I have the time to do it, I go and I do it and I say, I'm going to remember this. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to judge myself. Because if I don't do it, if I don't judge myself, then I'm going to live in the condemnation of it. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Hallelujah. Everybody say, not discerning the Lord's body. What do you mean discerning the Lord's body? What do you think it means? What happened in the Lord's body? And we're going to go there in a second. I think I'm all done reading here. Let me finish this up and we'll get back to that. Not discerning the Lord's body, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you and many sleep. So why are many weak, sick among us? He's talking to the church. And many are dying because they're not discerning the Lord's body. They're partaking of the Lord's body, not discerning of the Lord's body. And so what's not happening? They're not getting healed. And they're dying. So according to this verse of Scripture, if this was the only one you had, you could say, if I discern properly the Lord's body and receive it, I won't be weak. I won't be sick. And I won't die prematurely. And one of his benefits was what? Renewing of my youth. Yeah, but I'm 100 years old. So take another 20. Renew your youth. Wouldn't this be good for an old person? Right? You guys were all here and y'all said, yes, this is part of his benefits. I see that. That's in the Bible. Yeah, amen. It's in the Bible. He's renewing my youth. Really? Well, it's one of the benefits. Do you know there's certain things when people get older? Certain sicknesses that try to come on them because they're older? And what do they go to the doctor and they go, oh, well, this is just because you're old. I'm sorry, that's $150. You can't help me? No, you're old. What about my back pain and get up in the morning? I get up and I walk like this for half an hour. That's because you're getting old. You're past 40 now, you're getting old. That's what the doctor would say. How many of you have been to the doctor and had him tell you stuff like this before? He's not Dr. Jesus, is he? Because according to the word, if you receive the body and you rightly judge yourself, right? Then these things have to leave, and part of that is renewing of the youth. What if you're going to forget that part of his benefit? Believe me, I'd say a majority of Christians forget this part of his benefit. And they shouldn't. I'd be questioning you, going, why is she out? Why did she buy a trampoline? She's 85 years old. And she bought a trampoline at Walmart. Glory to God. Why? Because her youth is being renewed. Oh, now you're just being ridiculous. No, I'm not. Are we going to believe this or not? Are we going to believe this? I'm going to shake people. I'm going to start shaking people's seats now. Okay? Are we going to believe this? Or are we just going to get old and crotchety and die of sicknesses that come on people because they're old? That was the qualifier back then. He'll forgive what? What sicknesses? All the sicknesses he'll forgive and heal you of all the diseases except for certain diseases that just, come on, everybody has those. They get old, right? Like arthritis. Isn't arthritis one of those things? They say, oh, that's just a little rheumatism. Brother, you're starting to really get on him. Rheumatism. I don't even think it's a real thing. They just say this. They make these words up. And it's because you're old, you died. No, according to the word, there's one reason why people are dying. I'm going to read this again. Hallelujah. He that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sick among you, many sleep, not discerning the Lord's body. will heal you of all sicknesses, of all diseases, and even renewing the youth. Did I make that connection strong enough? Because they will, the doctors will tell you that when you get old, you're going to have certain sicknesses come on you, right? Like, you won't be able to remember. What was I talking about? You won't be able to remember things, right? Because your mind, it gets old and pickled or something, they'll say. So Alzheimer's. They didn't even know what that was before. They just called it old, and now they come up with some new thing. We would call it Alzheimer. The German scientist named Heimer. His first name was Al. He forgot all his notes. He couldn't remember anything anymore. I'm telling you, how many people want Alzheimer's when they get older? Why not? It's just an old person's thing. It's old people. They come in, they get it. It's just because they got... Stop it! Not discerning the Lord's body is why. You people reading the Bible? Why do people get Alzheimer's when they get older? Because they're not discerning the Lord's body and they're not remembering his benefits. He renews their youth. He'll renew your mind. So it's brand new. You'd be like goo goo gaga. How many of you heard things like, well, you know, I'm getting older. I can't remember things like I used to. Or I can't pick up things like I used to. You know, we know this. Some kids are 5 years old and they make us look stupid. You play some silly game with them, and they can remember all the objects where they are, and you're like, oh, dear. What's my name? Remember. Maybe this is why he said remember. Remember his benefits. You going to remember this benefit? Hallelujah. Are you people here? Do I want you to remember these benefits? Have I been believing God for you and praying for you? You think I'm just making this stuff up? I come up here, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick on Alzheimer's this morning. Are people scared of this stuff? Getting old. Getting weak. What did the Bible say? Weak, sick, and dead. That's pretty much it, right? A lot of people are scared of that, weak, sick, and dead. Church you go to, the weak, sick, and dead church. No, we're going to remember his benefits, and I'm believing God for manifestations in your physical body, in your mind, in the renewing of your youth to where you become everything that the gospel has provided. Everything. People make comments about you. You can't be 85 years old. You look like you're 53. You go, that's right, and getting younger, too. You want to race? Arm wrestle? No. Brother, you're just talking pipe dream. I'm talking scripture now, okay? If we believe this, are we serving a supernatural God? Who told you that he has to do just what your doctor says? You go present this to God. He goes, well, do you have a prescription? Because it says here you're getting old. And if you don't have a prescription, I can't help you out. God's a supernatural God. He does the supernatural.
Yes, he does.
Everybody say, God,
God
does the supernatural in my life. Really? Yeah. Make you smarter than everybody else. Better looking than everybody else. Believe me, I need that. But you can believe for it. Glory to God. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. Shoo. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Hallelujah. Go with me over to 1 Peter 2:24. Stay hooked up with me here, people. 1 Peter 2. Verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For this cause were many sick, weak, and sick among you, not discerning the Lord's body. Where did he take the stripes? Were they spiritual stripes? Came out with a big spiritual whip?
No.
Ow, ow, no. They were physical stripes on his physical body, by whose physical stripes on his physical body you were physically healed.
Hallelujah.
Were.
Yes.
Not discerning what? The Lord's body. So when we discern that by his stripes we were healed, what is the result? We're healed. Weakness leaves. Sickness leaves. Death leaves. Death? Yes. Sickness is incipient death. Meaning if you let it stay in your body, eventually it will kill you. Right? But he heals all. Now, how does he have the right to heal all? He must have borne all. So, when we receive communion today, in this manner, he took the bread. Why did he take bread? It represents his broken body, which was broken for you. You're going to do this remembering him. What are we going to remember? What are we going to remember specifically? I'm going to start jumping on chairs here. What are we going to specifically remember? What's the benefit of the broken body? Thank you. He healed all our diseases. By whose stripes you were healed. By whose stripes? Yes, he was striped like a zebra. No, he was striped. Stripes on his physical body. You'll be physically healed if you discern this. Turn with me, if you would, to Galatians 3:13 while she's handing this out. Now, there's a way to do these things. It is the way you receive everything from God. And this is the way we're going to do it. Brother, I've never done it that way before. Well, maybe you've never been here before. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham would come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. Is sickness a curse? Is sickness a curse? Some people think it's a blessing, I guess. Come up into the healing line where we'll give you some sickness so you can be blessed. Sickness is a curse, people. Have you ever been sick before? Was it a blessing? Yes, I got to miss school. Oh, come on. And you were miserable the whole time. Sickness is not a blessing. Sickness is a curse. Patrick, why do we have to keep telling people this? It's like because we've been so religiously brainwashed into thinking something else. Sickness is of the devil, people. Poverty is of the devil. Sin is of the devil. Is a little sin good for you? It'll really help you. It'll help your marriage. No. Sin will kill you. It'll kill everything that's good in you. What about sickness? Is it good? Does it train you to be more holy? I'm more holy now because of my malaria. No, you're just sick, brother. All right, did everybody get an element? Everybody say the first element. Yeah, I'll have one chair. What does this represent? Thank you. This looks like an oyster cracker, brother. What does this represent? I'm not going to do some magic voodoo over it and turn it into the body of the Lord, the actual body of the Lord. I don't know that particular voodoo. See, I'm getting myself in more trouble, aren't I? What does this represent to you? The body of the Lord, the broken body of the Lord. You're going to consume this, and when you do, you are going to believe that he bore your sickness. Now, we're going to judge ourselves. Like I said, I'm not going to examine anybody. You examine yourself. If there's any sickness, any, I don't care if it's a toothache, all right? Any sickness, and I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care what it is. It's not qualified by me, and God didn't qualify it. He said all sickness. So if there's any sickness, Any sickness in your body, you judge it. Why are you judging it? Because you're the judge of you. You judge it. You won't be judged by it. You're going to judge that sickness, and you're going to receive today the healing of the Lord through his broken body. You understand? We'll do this together. You guys, we'll judge ourselves. I judge sickness in my body. Sickness, you have no right to be in my body. No sickness, disease must go in Jesus' name. And now we receive the broken body of the Lord for ourselves right now in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Thank you for healing me. By Jesus' stripes, you were healed. Now what we're going to do, I want to give you scripture on this first. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Now look at Psalms 107:2. You don't have to. If you just put it up there. Let me read it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Did you just receive the benefits in your body? In your physical body of by his stripes, you were healed. Well, you were healed then. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Everyone say, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I am healed. Hallelujah. What if I don't see any difference in my body? That makes no difference. That thing has no choice. It must leave you. Glory be to God forever. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And this is key, people. I know, oh yeah, word of faith guy. No, this is key. Is this Bible or is this word of faith? Let the redeemed of the Lord. And I just say, you are redeemed. Your physical body has been redeemed. You must, of necessity, say it out your mouth. How do you get saved? Confession. You say it out your mouth. You believe it in your heart. You say it out your mouth. How do you get healed? You believe it in your heart. You say it out your mouth. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. Now, you should have enough confidence. And I know. Well, I don't know. But I believe this is why the Father God designed it this way and gave us elements so that we could remind ourselves at a concrete place in time. I'm telling you that the time you took that and ate it, it was a specific time that you could release your faith. So from that moment on, right, it's gone. Who has it still in their mouth?
Yes, I'm hiding it under my tongue. I'm going to spit it out later. Like dogs do, you know, with the pill, you try to slide in the meat. No.
It's gone, people. You just consumed that thing. It happened in a space and time. So from this moment on, what are you going to say about it? What are you going to say out your mouth? I'm still sick. I'm getting older. I've got the old age thing. You're going to say so. So. You're going to say that by that, right then, I was healed. Right then. The morning, it's 5 of 12. Oh, my goodness. I was healed.